T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. There's a new Johnny Mosley pod up at RadioAlice.com and Radio.com. He has an interview up there with Ted Ligety, and you can check it out. He does a weekly podcast. You can follow him on Instagram at Johnny Mosley Pod.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone did an incredible job on my kitchen.
They sure did.
They want to do your kitchen, too. They're open, and they've got limited hours, and you have to make an appointment, but they've got experts waiting to talk to you about your remodel. Whatever it is you want to do, they can help.
I love what you did with your kitchen.
It came out great.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And you even changed sort of the way the island laid out. Like, it's not that it doesn't have that octagonal thing on it. It's great.
Perfect. And we're so happy with the work that All Natural Stone did for us. You will be too. Visit one of their 4 Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, or
Dublin.
And online, that's where you can begin your remodel journey at allnaturalstone.com. Thank you. All right.
Oh, it's so good.
Whoa. Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen.
What are you doing?
She loves
here?
Her kitchen too.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so really good. Nice. No surprise there.
I'm going to make a lemon meringue pie in there.
Oh, Gretchen. So we'll begin with today. It looks like California Governor Gavin Newsom will do a presser. It's expected that he'll talk about the guidelines for restaurants to open their doors, when, how they can do so, how soon customers will be allowed to eat inside.
Mm.
So, as you know, across California, I think it was May 8th. Let me look at my calendar. That would have been last Friday, right?
Yeah,
last Friday.
Opened.
Is when some retail locations were allowed to resume business with some curbside pickup and other things in place. Masks were an absolute.
Mm-hmm.
I drove around my area because many of those locations did open back up. They're doing business, and it looked tame. It didn't look like everyone ran out at once, so it looks like it's all being done in a comfortable, safe way. And now we'll find out if that's going to be the case for restaurants here very soon. So many of the counties here in the Bay Area are staying much stricter than the rest of the state. So when I mention these stories, it's not specifically for Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara. Santa Cruz County has opened up. That's where I live. And there's a lot of stuff opening up throughout the state. So we'll have to wait and see what the restaurant guidelines are, and if that means nothing to us here in the Bay Area, who might find themselves saying, "This places aren't open."
Right.
The guidelines are stricter here.
They are. So we're sort of going to watch and wait. I mean, we're much more thickly populated. I think that's probably what it comes down to, you know?
Right. So anyway, he'll talk today, and we'll know a little more about what his plan is when that happens.
Okay. So we have completely lost Vinny's feed, is what it sounds like.
You don't hear me?
Oh, now
no,
I do.
I can hear him. Yeah, he was fine for me.
So is it my thing that's dying? Because
I mean, there was a little bit of crackling.
Vinny turned into a robot. Did you guys hear the robot-y stuff?
Yeah, he became a robot for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for a second, though, and he popped back in and was clear for a while.
Is he there now?
I'm right here. He's, hello.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let's continue.
Yeah.
All right.
God, that sucks. I'm totally going on a roll, and then you're like, I've lost him. I'm all, well.
Start the roll over. I think, did you move to a new story?
No, I think the listeners probably caught all of it, though, right?
Okay, that's Nicole? Good. Yeah,
I
for
don't
some
know.
Reason,
yeah,
I lost him.
I was able to hear him. It's just he was crackling for a little bit, but then
Then went robot?
Yeah, I went robot, but you're fine
Yeah, you
now.
Went full robot for a second. We all looked at each other, and then it went away. So we were like,
yeah, it went away, right. So I figured we move on from that.
All right. Well, anyway, let's try to get to another story before I go robot again. It looks like Major League Baseball has a plan to return to play. The owners have announced that they would like to start spring training in June with an 82-game regular season starting in July, which I believe is just the second half of the season. I could be wrong, but I think that's the way that's going to play out. It'll just be a half season. What?
I'm thinking we need to let's take a quick break. We'll go early and have Vinny reset his router and see if we can figure this. You know what sucks is that Vinny, I'm sure, sounds perfect in his own head. It's the feed coming to the Comrex. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and we're back. All right, Vinny.
Are we, though?
Well, we'll find out.
Did that sound weird?
Nope, that sounds fine.
This is working fine so far.
So far, so good.
All right.
Crystal clear.
I wish I understood what could possibly have changed. That's the weird thing, is everything's just rolling normally, and then suddenly I'm in a spot.
You know, I've noticed as we get closer to 8 o'clock is when I start to hear little blips on your end, and I never know if it's my thing or your thing, but I think it's as people get on the internet. That's the only thing I can think of, is that just as more people get on, the bandwidth gets a little narrower.
You mean more people as in here at my house, or just in general out in the world?
In general, in the world.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. But look, what do I know? I'm just guessing. Well, but I've noticed that it happened, like, it for a while, it was happening every day at 8 o'clock, basically.
Really?
Yeah, as we were getting close, we were seeing it at almost exactly the same time every day. Just a little blip here and there.
But today, just my area, not yours? Or...
I don't, see, I'm only here, I don't know if it happens on my end, because I'm right here, so I hear only my local audio and a feed from you guys, and you hear only your local audio and a feed from us. Huh. I mean, Bryn and Nicole could say. Are you hearing blips from Bryn or from me?
No.
7:45 for Vinny, typically.
Yeah, when it starts, right around there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So what do I got to do?
But usually it goes away.
Yeah. Today was just, it got bad. So most days, perfect.
Well, where I was when we were cut off by our technology is that baseball could be back. By July, we could be watching our Giants, our A's, play in their home stadiums with no crowd. So
home stadiums, though, that's good.
Now, the problem is, and I only know this because I've heard it. I've never read or been part of these unions. I don't know firsthand, but the baseball union is strong.
Yeah.
The strongest one of all of them. Uh-huh. And they apparently, from what I've heard again, is they're able to call their own shots, basically. So it'll be interesting. The owners have said, here's what we'd like to do. Will the baseball players agree? That's going to be where we're going to have to wait and see on that. The NBA season still has not put anything forward about how to finish, and now you're hearing a lot of people saying, just scrap it. Just throw it away.
Everything else is scrapped this year.
And
2020,
NFL,
write it off.
NFL continues to function as if they'll be playing games this coming season.
Oh, yeah, business as usual.
Skipping a beat. So we'll have to wait and see about that.
Over the weekend, I watched a UFC fight, MMA.
Oh.
It was a trip. There was
one that just happened?
Yeah, on Saturday. It was live. And Joe Rogan was, he was doing the commentating and stuff.
From home?
It was an empty state. It was a trip, dude, because there's nobody in the audience in the stands.
Oh, my God. Well, get used to that. That's the way you're going to see stuff for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, while I miss fan involvement and the atmosphere created, I also just want to watch a baseball game. I'd love to see that. You know, whether that's
so
on
weird and, without a crowd. Oh,
I agree. But even if it's on in the background, hearing the guys call a game, is really that Sound of Summer thing that you expect to hear, and I really want to hear that. So I hope that that's where we're headed. A federal judge has ruled that strip clubs can get emergency loans just like any other business. Just because they have naked ladies doesn't mean they don't deserve some...
They're a business. They have employees.
To help stay in business for future use. So
absolutely.
We'll see. All right. So... We've talked about how schools are trying to figure out, scrambling about how to figure out how to deal with going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
One proposal says schools will need to have students come in for half days.
Oh.
And then, and that'll become the basic schedule. So there'll be a staggered schedule, but most of the kids will only do a couple hours at school, and then the rest of their school day will be at home. They'll just have different hours that they show up in order for it to not be one big bottleneck.
A through L will be in the
morning. Yeah, however they decide to do that.
Well, that's convenient for people who have jobs.
I don't know how that's going to go or how that will
Weird.
Be what response will come from that. I know one thing. We were talking about this at dinner. I don't know if this current generation coming up is Gen Z. Gen, what are they? Gen...
I can't remember. You're right, though. There's some new thing for it.
But
let's
this
call
is,
Gen Z.
These are the people that have grown up getting an award for everything and being told, celebrating graduation from fourth to fifth grade?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you're changing schools. We're graduating from this school. Come on, man. Let's have a party.
All right. Well, so that's every kid has experienced that, and now they're not getting to have their the seniors who've experienced a graduation from third to fourth, fourth to fifth, sixth to seventh. Now don't get to actually have a grad. The one they're supposed to get, they don't get. I know they're really bummed about it, as we've talked to some neighbors' kids and stuff, and they're just like,
yeah,
it's expected.
It's a big milestone.
And it super duper sucks.
Yep.
So I don't know how that goes for them. Long term, I'm sure they'll get over it. I'm very unsympathetic about that stuff.
I'm with you. I feel like, oh well, but you know, I'm not a senior right now, and I don't have all my hopes and dreams attached to it. It is your last chance to see a lot of these people too. It's that's one of the big deals, is everyone's going off to college and starting the rest of their lives post high school, and You know, say goodbye to your teachers, say goodbye to your friends. It's hard. I can see it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a 510. Vinny sounds like a robot. Right.
Vinny sounds like a robot. He's telling us about the MLB. They're going to have a regular schedule.
My boyfriend works for Tesla, and he went back to work last Friday.
Last Friday?
I guess.
Oh. What, did they sneak it in over the weekend? Well, apparently, as of yesterday, they were back up and running, and Elon was there working on the line.
And daring them to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, that'll be a fun story to report tomorrow.
Your boyfriend got arrested?
I'm hoping for an arrest.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with music news, and we'll see where we go from there.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.